Hey, what's up? My name's Danny, and the only drugs that I take are Zyrtec, because my allergies keep tooting it up. Don't you love it, folks? Gotta love the allergy season. Gotta love those trees pooping on your nostrils. You know? Outstanding. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's go ahead and jump right in. My wife started feeding my dog really good dog food because we love our little dog, our little poodle. I call her Poop. I don't know why. I just call her Poop. Maybe because she's full of joy, but we love Dolly. And so we got her this really good dog food. You might be familiar with it. It's called Farmer's Dog. Now, I am not sponsored by Farmer's Dog. Okay? So get that out of your head. And even if they wanted to, I wouldn't do it because I don't care about Farmer's Dog. And I'll tell you why. Ever since my dog has been on this stupid dog food, she sits in front of her freaking bowl and cries day and night. And I can tell she's getting fat, right? She only weighs 8 pounds, but I can tell just by looking at her, you're getting fat. It is so annoying. Like, you'll be sitting there after you just fed her maybe an hour ago, and she will just be politely laying next to her bowl, just crying. And we're giving her the exact amount that the freaking thing said to give her. We're not overfeeding her. And she looks at, and she just sits there and cries at us the whole time. And, but then, you know, okay, I'm the weakest link, so I give in. So I give her some more. And maybe that's why she cries, because she knows when she cries, she'll get some more food. So maybe it's all my fault, and that's okay. Ugh. And then we have this door. We have this door in our house that we're renting. And it won't close. Like, we've tried everything to get this door to close. So we call the guys to come fix it, because I'm not a handyman. I can't do that. I sell insurance. So, but the real reason is because we don't have to. Our renters, they have someone come out and do it. If you're in a house, you know what I'm talking about. If you still live with mom and dad, you're a kid. I'm trying to stop saying when I do this. So that should be fun to be subconscious of the entire time. But I did get my new microphone. So if you can hear the difference, feel free to let me know. Text me, call me, email me. If you don't have any of those things, then feel free to send me a letter. So we finally got our door fixed. So it latches closed. And these guys are awesome. They come in. They're like, first of all, they ring the doorbell, which is so polite. I don't know how many friends I have in Oklahoma that literally will just walk into your house. And I'm like, hey, bud, I got a gun. Not, you know, that I would shoot anybody. But I'm just saying, you can't just walk into someone's house willy-vanilly like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to knock. Now, I get it. You've been over to my house 3 or 4 times. But, you know, knock. Now, if there's certain people that I'm friends with, you can walk in. You know you can. It's fine. But if I'm home alone, right, and I'm not expecting you, knock. Okay? Like the Bible says, knock. Just said again, and that's awesome. I guess I'm a little irritated today. Usually I'm in a pretty good mood when I'm recording a podcast, and that's fun. That's fine and dandy. And it helps for me to convey, you know, the joy that I feel, or, you know, like what's inspired me, and, you know, but hopefully you guys will get a kick out of some of these stories and the way that they've kind of irritated me. I was craving a breakfast burrito this morning when I woke up. Bad. like feral for a breakfast burrito. And I was talking about it all morning, and my wife, Ashley, was just like, dude, just shut up and go get your breakfast burrito so I don't have to hear about it anymore. And so I drove to this taco truck that I had known about on 21st Street. It's called Don Gloria's. And I had been there before, and I got a quesadilla. And that quesadilla was delicious. It schmacked, as the kids say. And so I was like, man, hopefully they have a breakfast burrito. I'll go in there and check it out. They didn't have a breakfast burrito when I got there. So I was like, ah, well, I guess I'll just get a normal burrito. I get the barbacoa burrito. And I'm probably about like 15 minutes away from home. And I'm like, man, I want to go home and enjoy my burrito and sit down instead of trying to eat it here. But I need to get home as soon as possible so that it's not cold when I get there. So I pull up my maps and I map home. I can go 15 minutes taking the streets, the two streets that will get me home. Or I can take the highway and I can get there 4 minutes faster. So I take the highway. I rush all the way home, sit down, open up my burrito. And the first thing I see, green lettuce. Who puts lettuce on a burrito? You know? I thought that was just a wrap thing. We're still doing that? So anyways, that's fine. Then the next thing I see is tomato. There's tomato on my burrito too. And you know what makes the most mess? What two foods make the most mess and absolutely destroy and disintegrate a tortilla? Lettuce and tomato. They're very wet. But you know what? I spent $8 on the burrito, so I'm like, at this point, I gotta finish it. So I finally find the barbacoa, and it's cold. It got cold in 12 minutes. Oh, so, but I'm not going to waste a burrito because I'm very thankful. I'm the leftover king. That's what they call me. I eat everyone's leftovers, but only if they offer. I'm not the guy at the table that's like, are you going to eat that? Can you share it with me? No, that's not who I am. So I'm eating the burrito. I get about halfway through, and I bite into something tough. So I'm like, oh, you know, that's fine. It's barbacoa. It's probably got some, you know, fat on it or whatever. It wasn't. There was plastic in my burrito, guys. There was part of a plastic bag in my burrito that was probably about the size of like a credit card. A clear plastic bag the size of a credit card was in my burrito. And that's all I thought about for 3.5 hours. So now I'm hungry, and all I can think about is how I almost choked and died on part of a plastic bag that was in a burrito that I'd ate at Don Gloria's. So, great. A lot of people on Facebook were telling me that Katrina's is the best spot to go if you're wanting a breakfast burrito. So we're going to give that a shot. Hopefully that's pretty good. And, okay. So let's talk about the eclipse. The solar eclipse. We, here in Tulsa, we had about 96% of the darkness, which is, you know, I thought it would be a lot darker, but you could still, like, it was still pretty visible outside. I thought it was cool, you know. Did I stare at the sun? Yes. But did I have the glasses on? Yes. Am I still hearing that you're not supposed to do that, even with the glasses? Of course. Did my eyes hurt? No. Were there a lot of people's eyes that hurt? Yes. Am I talking about the eclipse and everyone's tired about hearing about it? Yes. I like to call it the blockage. That's how I'm going to refer to it in 2045. Because the map, I don't know how they even figure this out. In 22 years for the next solar eclipse, It's going to cross through in Tulsa. That's crazy to me. So just the science that these scientists are able to figure out, it's not... Is it astrologists? Because I thought astrologists were the moms that read the cards and they were like, oh, what's your birthday? Oh, well, you're this, this, and this. And that's why you don't like to wear the color yellow. So I'm just a little confused on what an astrologist actually is. The one that knows all the, you know, Sagittarius, Aquarius, and, you know, the Cancer? Or is it an astrologist, the actual scientist that can tell you exactly where the moon is going to be in 2045, directly over Tulsa, Oklahoma? One of them is a scientist, and the other is a nerd. But are they both? During the eclipse, they dropped a design for a basketball player's shoe logo of Victor Wembanyama. He is a French basketball player that plays for the San Antonio Spurs. And he's really tall. He's really good at basketball. His team sucks. He'll get a good team eventually. That's part of the rookie deal if you're really good. You go to a crappy team, and it's character development. But they came out with his logo, and it's an alien, which is really cool. It looks awesome. The whole theme for it is they put it in like a cornfield. You know, like the eclipse had something to do with it, where the aliens were trying to tell us something. Turns out that the alien is Victor Wembanyama. So that was awesome. Today, they released the shoe and what that looks like. And if you've seen Nikes, you've seen the Nike Air Max and how they have that air bubble that kind of gives you that little boost, that little height differential, which makes you a little bit taller, which is cool for the 5'6 guys. You know, they can pretend to be 5'7. They're comfy. But this shoe that they showed, the Wembies, I don't know exactly what they're called, but we'll call them the Wembies. 4 for 4. That's what they're called. They looked like a heel. Like a woman's high heel. The Air Max was so high up. I kid you not. They were like 2 inches. And as soon as I saw it, I opened the comments immediately. You ever see that? Like in the cringe algorithm? As soon as a video comes up, you're like, comments. Thank you. They bring life. So one guy said, I rolled my ankles just looking at this. They're going to have to take it back. Design a new shoe. That's not going to work. Oh, but yeah. Shoes.